Welcome to the Get Trauma Informed podcast, dedicated to unraveling the complexities of trauma, its pervasive impact, and the journey towards holistic recovery and realignment. If your radiance has ever felt muted, like I and thousands of others, you're in the right place to reignite your inner light. I'm your host, Wellness Coach Liz Blanding, and this is the Get Trauma Informed podcast. Well, today I am absolutely excited to share this conversation with someone that I hold so dear to my heart, because Mr. Marcus Ogden, oh my gosh, this has been a dream come true, not only to have this conversation with you today, but to actually have you as a coach and a mentor. So before we get started even with that, how are you today, first of all?
Well, Dr. Liz, how are you doing today?
I'm excited. I'm doing really well today. I wanted to just talk just a little bit about everything that you have accomplished so that the listeners can actually know exactly who you are if they don't already know who you are. It is a privilege. I mean, I'm looking at the Get Authentic with Marcus podcast being top number one most popular podcast. And so that's another reason why I'm thrilled here today, just to have you here present with me. I have to contain myself, you all. Mr. Marcus Ogden is also a former NFL lineman, and he's the CEO and founder of Ogden Ventures, best-selling author four times over, breakthrough specialist, inspirational keynote speaker, mentor, coach, and again, I have to say, my personal coach. And first of all, I just want to publicly thank you for everything that you have poured into me and for all of the opportunities to work with you. So without further ado, I just want to turn it over to you. And is there anything that you want to add before we get into this conversation?
No, Dr. Liz, again, I'm from Washington, D.C. I went to Howard University. I played in the NFL. I now live in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm a girl dad. I have a 21-year-old stepdaughter. I have a 9-year-old daughter. I am recently now single. I am divorced. So I'm living, people say you live your best life. I said, well, I'm living a very, very, very good life. You know, I work hard, but I also enjoy time with my friends, time with my family. I try to make sure I'm there for people like they're there for me. And yeah, other than that, I'm just ready to talk to you about your amazing new podcast.
Wonderful, wonderful. So the first question that I want to ask you is, what does Get Trauma Informed mean to you?
So it means to me understanding that we all have trauma, no matter who you are. And if you're going to move through your trauma, if you're going to get better and be able to help other people get through their trauma, you have to be informed about it. You have to realize that it's just part of the journey. It doesn't make you a bad person. Again, everyone has had something they've had to deal with. So I hope people get from this amazing podcast that when you go through trauma, or when you go through a hard time, or when you go through some type of difficulty, it is okay, because as long as you're able to get out on the other side, which I hope no one succumbs to trauma, but if you're fortunate to get through, like I went through trauma, my parents divorced, I went through trauma losing my dad, I went through trauma losing my business, I went through trauma 2 years ago getting divorced and having to go through that process. So again, I've learned at the end of the day, it is really about our ability to get informed about it and not just put our head in the sand, but actually do something about it.
I love that. I love that, because I talk about trauma not being our fault, but recovery and realignment is our responsibility. And part of that responsibility is becoming aware that when you have trauma, if you don't attend to it and put together a self-care plan, then it's going to get worse. It's not going to go away. And one of the tools is, you know, to have a great community of people around you like yourself, you know, coaches, mentors, friends, associates that are also trauma-informed. One of my tools, I'm going to put this up, four-time best-selling author, The Success Cycle. Can you talk to us a little bit more about the success cycle? Because you've done it over and over and over again.
So the success cycle is about three keys: ambition, which is understanding where you want to go and what does that blueprint look like. Okay. Then it talks about, in that regard, drive, which is really talking about, being inspired over motivated. And then it talks about hard work, which is focusing on yourself, knowing what the competition's doing, but don't sit there and harp on it. Don't sit there like, oh, we're like, no, don't sit there and do that, because doing that takes you off of your game, and then hit the repeat button. So the success cycle really is about ambition, drive, and hard work, and then hit the repeat button. And then when you do this, right, Dr. Liz, everything you want in life will start to be exactly what you want in life. Again, going through my divorce, the most recent trauma that I had, 2 years, so July 2022, I found some things out in my marriage. I tried to work through it for about a week. My spouse and I were on the same page. I filed for divorce. Most times it's the women that do, and I understand why, because a lot of times guys feel like they want to just hold on and don't want to let go. There could be some people, I feel, but in my opinion, a lot of times guys are the ones that want to hold on more, right? That's what I've seen, that's what I've heard from people. But me, I was like, this is so much trauma. I cannot allow this to be my reality. So I filed for divorce July 2022, was forced to live in the house with my then soon-to-be ex-spouse from July 26, 2022 till November 1st, 2022. Because if I would have moved out, Dr. Liz, I would have lost rights to the home and to my daughters. And I wasn't going to do that. So I suffered trauma like you never could believe on earth for that time. Then I moved out of the house, had 2 to 3 weeks to get out and find a place to rent. Found a two-bedroom apartment, about 900 square feet, that was furnished, but it was outdated, no window. It was depressing. I never wanted to be there. And the way I dealt with that trauma, I went out a lot. I drank a lot. I was just dating different women all the time. I was just living a really negative life. Finally, January of 2023, I said, okay, I got to get informed about my trauma. That if I don't get help, and I was in therapy, but I said, okay, I'm going to really start to move into therapy and get real serious about the issues, the problems, all this, all that. And starting to do that, I got into a better space. I got into a better headspace. And I said, let's try to get out of this apartment to a home. Worked hard, bought my brand new home May 15th. So, and again, in next May of this year, it'll be a year I've been in this house. New construction, I bought a 3,100 square foot home, over $500,000 by myself with going through that challenging time. And I mentioned the size and the amount because, Dr. Liz, if you're listening to this awesome podcast, once I got informed about the trauma, once I stopped putting my head in the sand, once I stopped saying, oh, Mark, it's going to get better miraculously. No, it's not. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get better in life, you have to understand you got to deal with things. Nobody likes to deal with pain or trauma or loss, grief. We don't. Nobody does. But if you don't deal with it, you're going to have it just come up again. A great example about taxes. I know so many people who don't want to file taxes. It's like, I talked to a friend of mine. She said there's people living like this, multi-million-dollar homes, all these cars, but they haven't filed taxes in 3 years. They are living off credit cards, they're paycheck to paycheck, and they put their head in the sand because they don't want to face all that debt they're going to owe, all the things that are from the businesses. And they just said, boom, put the head in the sand. Well, that's not reality. You can't do that. So if you're listening, the minute you get informed about your trauma, like I did, right, with my divorce, like I did taking, I mean, I just got through Dr. Liz paying a almost $14,000 back tax debt that was when I was married that I didn't know about. But I also knew if I didn't pay it, it would accrue more interest. They weren't going away. That was from 2021. Here we are, 2024. And so I had to pay it, right? So again, I could have said, oh, head in the sand, and maybe they'll forget me. Maybe they'll just block. They're not gonna forget anything, right? And this is how people I feel in life, unfortunately, don't move forward because they don't deal with the problem. They try to say it doesn't exist. They try to go through the whole ignorance is bliss theory. Problem is, in life, when you know it's there and it's not going away, if you don't deal with it, it only gets worse.
I love that you're talking about the mindset piece, because that's the crust of everything. If you don't understand the trauma, it will, like you said, those taxes aren't going away. You have to deal with it at some point. And then it starts to get worse, because trauma is progressive. So it gets worse. So I'm glad that you talked about both of those points, those pain points. But what in your situation, it was your drive, and it was that you pushed through, and you said, okay, I need to do something, because I keep doing the same things, I'm going to get the same results. Meaning a lot of people anesthetize their pain with all types of behaviors, or liquor, or drugs, or sex, or all of these other things to just immediately anesthetize the pain, but it does not give you a long-term result. And so sometimes it takes getting quiet with yourself, and just figuring out what is it that you truly want. So great. Thank you for sharing those examples. How has trauma empowered and inspired you?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is sponsored by Oasis Wellness Centers, home of Soothing Salve, an organic pain relief salve infused with over 30 natural herbs. It fights inflammation, provides pain relief, relieves stiffness, relieves dry and itchy skin, and it also improves circulation. Oasis Wellness Centers' mission is dedicated to relieving pain, promoting relaxation, and restoring mobility. In order to grab your jar today, contact us at www.oasiswellnessctrs.com. Now we return to our Get Trauma-Informed conversation.
Trauma has empowered me and inspired me to talk more about it and to really now be open for helping others through now what I've gone through, which is my divorce and things in that regard. And, Dr. Liz, it's really inspiring to me that I see other people who have gone through trauma start to actually open up about it, start to talk about it. And again, everybody's not going to be like me. And I don't want that. And I don't even need everybody to talk about if they don't want to. That's on them. What I'm just hopeful is that if you know you haven't dealt with it, start to deal with it, no matter what that looks like. If it's physical trauma, mental trauma. I mean, I've been through all types of stuff. Mental abuse trauma growing up. I remember when my mom had friends who would pick on me and call me fat and this, that, and the other. I've had that. I remember when I was growing up, I was riding my bike over by my mom's house. I was probably 13. Some person that was Caucasian called me the N-word right in front of me. I was 13 years old. And all the trauma I went through, with things like with the divorce of my parents and the divorce of myself and then my business failure. I could go down the list, right? I really could. But what I hope people gain is that you can still have a great quality of life as long as you do not try to run from, hide from, or even say you don't have trauma. Because if you're saying that, in my opinion, all you're doing is what the devil wants you to do, which is to isolate yourself from others. And again, fear, anxiety, depression. All of those things, Dr. Liz, feed off of isolation, self-doubt, and imposter syndrome.
Absolutely, it does. It does. And the other thing, when you talked about getting to yourself and we start a plan or put together a self-care plan, I want to talk just a little bit about, we started this whole journey of patching ourselves, right? With the with the phototherapy. And I tell you, that's one of the things when we talk about putting a toolbox together, a toolkit together, so that you have all of these different modalities or these different processes to help you get through, so you don't have to isolate yourself and just be in an isolated bubble of this sadness that keeps dumping on top of you. There are ways for you to help yourself. And so when you brought that patch to me, and I think within maybe 3 hours, my energy level was high. I started to feel better, and it was just an amazing, incredible experience. And I love your journey with the patch as well. And it's available to everybody. It just depends on, again, your mindset. And if you are really looking to do better, if you are really looking to feel better, that's another part of the journey. It's another tool to help you do that.
If you're listening to this podcast and you're wanting to be informed about how to deal with trauma, there's all types of ways. But this product, the patches, what it has done is it's helped me to allow me to live a better quality of life physically, which makes me feel better about myself mentally, which helps me to do what? Relieve anxiety, relieve stress, relieve fear, which does what? Helps me to become better about dealing with trauma. Again, it goes back to being what? Informed. The more informed you are, the better you can do in life. And so, what I really hope people get is the patches is designed to help people get through and become better, healthier, heal them, make them stronger, help them with sleep, help them relieve brain fog, help them become more clear, get more clarity. Many people in our network, yours and mine, are on the patches. I'm over a month in. And again, I will never, ever not use the patches. I've been paying $200 a month since I took on doing boxing, which I started doing that right around the time of my divorce. So now it's been probably 2 years I do my boxing. I pay about $250 a month for my membership, plus my personal training, plus childcare for fair to go to the gym and have kind of like the little kids area. It's about $200 a month what I need for my X39, my X49, and then my ago, my ago. And you know what? I factor it in. Because here's the thing. What does it mean to me if I make money, do these type of things, but I don't want to invest in feeling better, feeling more clear, having more energy, sleeping better, waking up better, not having the knee pain, the back pain, all these other things that I had in my life? And in our work, yours as well as mine, speaking, coaching, you want to look your best, you want to feel your best, and you want to do your best. And so I was really authentically getting through it, but people didn't know how much pain it was to stay in shape. Like today, I went to the gym. I was able to do 340 pounds on the bench for one. Like I did 315 for two, 330 for one, 340. So I'm trying to chase 405. And I did incline and I did my spin press and I did, my decline and all these other things, right? And my flies. And then I got my time on the bike, on the fan bike, which is like that they call the devil's bike, the fan bike, which I was on, right? Did that, did my core, right? Now I'm on to my day. And it's great because I would do those things in the past and then I would be in so much pain after it would take me a long time to recover. And then I was like walking slow or going up those steps slow. And I have a daughter that's 9, and she'll be 10 in July. And like, I want to do things for her. I want to have her to see that her dad is going to be there for her and do things. And so for me, Dr. Liz, the patches has really helped me to regain a quality of life from my younger days, which I never thought would be possible.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the way that we met was through the salve. And these are like all of these different modalities and tool things that are in our toolkit to help us to do better. So like even with the salve, I use the salve along with the patch, along with the other modalities to help me to be able to get through. So can you tell us just a little bit about your experience with the soothing salve?
Yeah, the salve is great. I mean, what it does is it's way better than pain on, because what it does, It gets into your bloodstream and allows you, from a natural, holistic perspective, to regain your feeling of feeling healthy and feeling strong. So I tell everybody, the patches is more on the internal, deep, deep internal, and salt is internal, but on the external top layer. When you combine both, you're hitting both the external and the deep internal, which will produce a much better, healthier, happier you. So again, it's all about recognizing that you deserve to feel your best, right? You know, we don't have really any idea how long we're going to live on this planet we call Earth, but why not give yourself the best opportunity? Why not give yourself the best chance to be happy and healthy and really live a full life that you enjoy, and not a life where you're always saying, oh, I can't get up, or oh, I can't use. I interviewed Dr. Ian Smith on our podcast, world-renowned doctor around like health and wellness, losing weight, all these things. He said, it's not about having to go and beat me at the gym, bench and try to bench 400 pounds or curl or play basketball. It's just like, you know, just be somebody that can enjoy a quality of life. Get up out of bed, walk, go do this, you know, do that, and not feel like you have to like stop because you're out of breath, or feel because, you know, you're just so unhealthy that you can't even walk, you know, a couple of steps. So he said, you know, and I thought that was really compelling because, again, everybody's not going to want to be you, Dr. Liz, or me, but just have a healthy quality of life. So that's what Saul and the patches do in conjunction with each other. They help you live a very healthy, very manageable quality of life.
Thank you so much for that. What would you say to someone faced with trauma?
Go and talk to someone and really let them know what is going on and that you really want and need help to become informed about the trauma so you can learn how to deal with it. Don't sit there and be afraid or stressed or anxious. Go talk to someone that you trust and talk to someone that you know won't judge you. And once you have that safe place, then get informed. And once you're informed, then get help.
Wow, this has been such an incredible experience. I am so grateful to you for not only coaching me and mentoring me, but also bringing the amazing patch and just the steps that you've shown me over this last year. I cannot express the gratitude. And that's a part of what I teach is to make sure that you have the right people around you and that no man is an island. So having the right people around you, following like the success cycle, following the because success leaves clues. And if you have the right people around you, you can help to elevate and you can have whatever type of life it is that you inspire. Do you have any final thoughts for us today?
You know, one of my favorite quotes I love to say, especially around things like this, is from Aristotle. And in times of extreme darkness, focus on the light and getting informed about your trauma, dealing with it, getting others to know about it, and then getting help to become better of how to move through life with it is the light. A lot of people are in the dark, unfortunately. When people like Dr. Liz, myself, her network, her awesome upcoming list of A celebrity guests that are going to be coming on. I've referred her several, like Olivia Atkin, to Colleen Greco, to Claire Capano. All these people are going to help you to understand that it's not something you need to be ashamed of with your trauma, that it's empowering once you actually are informed about it, deal with it, and then from there, you can move and have a much better quality of life.
Well, I thank you so much today for your authenticity, for being so genuine, and for having such an amazing heart to help other people. I am so grateful to know you, sir.
Thank you so much, Dr. Liz.
It's time to buckle up. No more suffering in silence. Our power pack journey to recovery and realignment starts now. Remember, you were collateral damage on someone else's warpath. Trauma is not your fault. Recovery, however, is your responsibility. I'm your host, wellness coach Liz Blanding, and this is the Get Trauma Informed podcast.